Well, it's just an incredibly sad day. Wendy was, I think I wrote on put on social media, I don't think I've ever known anybody who was more alive than Wendy Rieger. She was very authentic, very spontaneous, very caring and generous, and just she was authentically herself. You'll be hearing in the days to come lots of great Wendy stories. She was entertaining and fun and witty and also compassionate and warm and just a great friend. And I'm just feel very grateful that I got to be her friend and work with her for more than 30 years. She was at Channel 4. She started the year before I did, so she was there for about 34 years, I guess. And it was she's been so brave through the health challenges that have come her way. It was October of 2020, I think, when we sat down. I went up to her place in the mountains in Rappahannock County, and we sat down and talked about her upcoming open heart surgery. She wanted to do that interview because she wanted to warn other people to pay attention to their symptoms. And it was a daunting challenge, but she was up for it, and she came through that surgery really well. Less than a year later, she would learn that she had brain cancer, and she had a surgery right away to remove a tumor. And it was pretty shocking when the biopsy revealed that she had the worst form of brain cancer, glioblastoma. But she has been fighting hard ever since. She went through chemotherapy and radiation and was part of a state-of-the-art clinical trial at Duke University. And there has been just many months of a lot of hopefulness. And we've hoped, all of us who know Wendy, hoped that she would be the one to beat this disease. But sadly, it didn't work out that way. And but she's been authentically Wendy and full of spirit right up until the end. She didn't she went to the hospital overnight earlier this week, was having trouble managing the pain, and she went from the hospital straight to hospice care, and we just heard the awful news that she was gone this morning.
Very well said, Doreen. You said that she wanted to sit down and talk to you when her heart situation arose. Then she was quite open about her cancer diagnosis. Was this part of her motivations as a news reporter, as a storyteller, a lover of the community, to share all this and be open with people about her travails?
Well, I think Wendy was wide open about pretty much everything in her life. She was candid to the point that sometimes she shared more information than you could really handle. But yes, I think she loved the community, and she cared about the people that we all cover. And she was very open about her brain cancer diagnosis, and we also sat down and did an interview about that on the air. And the outpouring of love for Wendy, love and admiration and respect for Wendy, and the outpouring of support for all of us who are missing her so terribly right now has just meant the world to all of us. And I don't know what else to say about that.
Well, I think you've said it all very, very well, and I thank you very, very much for your thoughts and sharing that with us.
Okay. Thank you, Dick.
Thank you. Take care. And I'm
Okay.
sorry
Oh,
for your
you too.
loss.
Bye.
Also sorry for your
Thank
loss,
you.
Doreen.
Thanks. You know, one thing I would like to add
We're still
is
rolling. Go ahead.
Okay, sure. All of us who worked with Wendy admired and in my case envied Wendy's wonderful way with words. She was an amazing writer, and I think we all learned from her and benefited from that. I think that she developed some of these great writing skills by starting out in radio. She was at WTOP and also at WAMU. I think that she learned how to paint pictures with her words, and we all reap the rewards of that, and many wonderful pieces that Wendy wrote over the years, and we will really miss her at Channel 4.
All right, thank you very, very much. I appreciate that. Thanks for the extra too.
Okay.
All right. Bye bye.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Dick.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay.